I'll be warm off on my ticket to the mayor's program.
Where was it?
That's
fine. Drive
around with the cars.
Your windshield covered with a cone.
It's more than one.
You could
call. See, that's the only way I am. He normally figures that I'm going to pick up the phone.
If I had to come under, I had to come under still. Never mind.
Below the radar.
Yeah, that's it. Well, welcome everyone.
You learned that trick, right? Yeah.
Now you can't ask the Pope for anybody.
Folks, the vice chair and officer will be here at the moment of the beginning of the meeting, and we have gracious cooperation of the school department and the chairman of the school committee, Mark Laredo. We're just glad to have Tony and Steph here. We had scheduled this because we had not taken a vote in our committee and held the item, and it was important, I thought, and the chair agreed that we should have a conversation about this budget so that we could possibly report it out to the committee of the whole rather than have this item be the only item for which we had no recommendation among our committee items. But there was still some outstanding questions about where the budget was and what number we're using. Ultimately, we have the number in the budget itself, but my understanding is that may be subject to some adjustment, and what we need to know is what number are we dealing with and how are we going to respond to it. I understand that there are still questions about local aid that are outstanding and other issues that may still make this a somewhat uncertain result, but for reasons of just assisting the committee of the whole discussion, it seemed important at least to have that conversation. So if you have any update for us, we would be delighted to have it. And I will relinquish the chair as soon as somebody to finish. Correct me on that. We have Sandy here.
Thank you, Mr. President. The short answer is we're operating off of the budgetary amount that the mayor and the mayor's office have been operating on all along. We don't have any update on the critical issues of either local aid or circuit breaker, although I think if anyone who reads the newspaper knows that the news from the state is rather grim in both regards. The House passed a version of the budget with circuit breaker money that was reasonable, although a cut. The Senate version is going to be worse, and I just don't think we know where it's going to end up yet, and I suspect we may not know until even the beginning of July. We did, in our budgeting, account for a circuit breaker change last year. And what we've also done, as I think we alluded to last time, is we have indicated where we will cut within our budget if we don't get circuit breaker funding or if local aid is cut further than has been indicated to date. So we have put into place agencies, and we're trying to be very careful about hiring given the state of our state.
So just to summarize, what we do have in front of us is in the page 340 of the budget, the total item for the school is recommended 2010 $164,368,394. That's what.
That's without the additional $340,000.
There's an extra $300,000 that the mayor indicated would be available.
It has been submitted to the board as an amendment to the budget.
Thank you, Susan. I'm sorry. I'm just operating off.
And we had operated when we did our budgetary planning with that additional $300,000+.
So what is the modified total?
It's an additional $340,000. It's in the letter.
Right. No, but I just want to make it down. Mark it. It's
do I have the letter with me? I do not.
It should total $164,708,394.
And that's predicated on both the current estimate that we are going to get some circuit breaker and the local aid is not going to change for this particular category, but you've got a contingency plan for reductions if they don't, right?
That's right.
So, for our purposes, in order to authorize
the maximum amount. You may end up not being able to. Let me just be clear, Sandy. If the committee and ultimately the full board were to vote $164,708,394 is what Ms. Gurian indicates, right? Is that? And there is a shortfall that they experience. What literally do we do with that? Do we vote this number as part of the recommended budget?
I think this number stays the same. And if there's a circuit breaker cut, since that's funding that goes directly to the schools, we would have to adjust our spending accordingly.
Because that comes through a different pipe.
We built it into your planning, and our budget book anticipates that we're going to get circuit breaker funding.
But in the sense of the city tax revenues that's being raised on the levy, this is the number that you're going to be operating, and if there's an investment coming.
Yeah, all the way through September and October, there could be additional changes, all the way up until December. In other words, if they decide that new growth is higher than what was anticipated, they could... If there's a problem with the state, we can try and make that up ourselves when free cash is certified.
But the number's not going to change.
We should give them, number will stay. It's just if the funding mechanism changes, that's fluid.
That means their total amount available to expend may be different, but this is what returns to the appropriation, right? Solomon has my hand.
I apologize for being late. I just want to clarify what happens to the $1.7 million in IDEA funds. That's not counted in this money.
Okay. We have accounted for it in our overall spending planning.
Okay. So, but we're not approving that because we don't know if we're getting it?
You're not approving it because it's stimulus money that minus things that goes directly to the school office.
So they get sources of funds independent of this budget, and what you're uncertain about is whether some of those sources will hold or not.
That's right.
But you are certain that you need the amount that we've got adjusted in the budget now.
We certainly have accounted for all that in our budget plan.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? This is really before both finance and Ferguson Services. Paul, do you want to?
No, we'll... we'll hear more, I hope, when we take this up in Committee of the Whole.
Right, but at least we want to make a recommendation from the Substantive Committee. And are you taking any substantive recommendations out of your committee yet?
Last night we ratified all our votes.
Okay.
So we'll, same as usual, we'll vote in Committee of the Whole.
Right, I understand. But in terms of at least a recommendation out of this, do you want to take a vote? I'm going to ask for a vote.
No, I don't have anybody here.
We got Scott.
Scott and I.
I think that's it for the moment. Unless we've got anybody else, I'm just short. Hello, Mr. Vice President.
How are we doing, everybody? Sorry I'm late.
Well, you're here. we're glad to have you. Well,
motion on the table? Are you moving it?
Yes. I move the amended amount, which is $164,708,394. Does everybody understand that to be correct? So that would be an adjustment to page 340. And that would be the motion as a recommendation from the Programs and Services Committee to the full board. Okay? All those in favor? One, two, Alderman Hesmahan. Two, three, abstain. Two, Alderman Brandel and Alderman Sangiulo. Okay? All right. So that's where we are. Paul, you don't have enough to recommend it unless... Here's John, a member of finance. Let me hold off for a second. John?
Yeah.
You can take over this meeting since you're the vice chair.
Marcy's not here.
Marcy's not here. I've been acting in lieu of on the senior member theory. But what we just did was take a vote in committee, and I'll entertain a motion to reconsider. So, John?
To reconsider.
All those in favor of reconsideration? Okay. That's fine. John, what we clarified is that the school department has an adjusted number that is going to be part of the budget. They are uncertain about some sources of funds from federal and state, but they are accounted for in their budget as a whole, but not in the funding that comes through us. Okay. So the adjusted number we just voted in committee was $164,708,394.
So we're voting the amount that we know we firmly have.
that at least the mayor is allocated.
It's allocated, right.
Okay.
And the other amount we'd have to come back to release should the grants come in, should the other funding come in.
Well, I don't know if that comes through us. I think that goes through.
The grant is independent of the board.
Just one question on that. Does that assume that all of the actions have been taken by the executive department to get that $1 million all? Because some of that has to come from funds that we haven't voted yet. Isn't that correct? You know, the million that was given back to the schools from the various funds, do any of those require additional ratification by the board?
Not within the operating budget.
Okay. So, but at some point we still have to deal with making those funds available.
There may be some.
You don't have to do it right now. No, I understand.
Okay. For purposes of just revoting, Ullman, hopefully the committee will agree that Ullman Sangiello will abstain again, but she had to go across the hall. So just for purposes of the vote, all those in favor say of this amount again. All those in favor? So 4-0, Esmahan, Merrill, Baker, and Friedman, and abstaining again, Randall and Sangiello. Paul, do you not have enough to recommend?
Yeah, but once again, tonight the first thing that we're going to do is review the board order, which is something that I think that we have to do before we start taking votes outside of our own work. So give me the flexibility of doing that, and then tonight we'll begin. If it's one of the first things that we move in finance, we will. But,
well, that's up to you.
All right. Okay. Right now we haven't voted any budget other than the ones that we're responsible for right now.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. So then I think... So
this needs to go through finance as well.
Yeah, but that was just...
All review.
Well, all budgets need to go through finance.
So has this been... I thought this was voted once in finance. Was this not voted at all?
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Paul is right. It shouldn't be a problem. It's just that, I know David wants to do an overview, one of the first things tonight, of the budget board order, because it's not in the document. And it usually is. So we're going to do that first, and then once we have it on the table with all the numbers plugged into it, then we'll start voting the budgets.
But that's consistent, but just for your information, with the way finance normally operates. They vote the budget items that are specifically assigned to it, like a controller and in information technology and so forth, is a substantive committee, but then they have jurisdiction over all items in the budget. And those items are generally voted by the Finance Committee as part of the committee of the whole discussion. So you're not being singled out for any different treatment than anything else. But I think it's important at least to have a recommendation for our committee to the committee of the whole, because this was the only budget we did not have a recommendation for. So we appreciate you taking time out of busy schedules to come in here and add that information. So I will turn the meeting over to the chairman to close it if you'd like.
Do I hear a motion, Mr. President?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Thank you.